When the Bush administration announced today that the Geneva Convention will apply to Taliban fighters captured in Afghanistan, it made clear that the decision will not confer prisoner of war status on the detainees. POW status would have given the Taliban detainees a number of rights and privileges. Back during the Second World War, close to 500,000 prisoners of war were held in the United States. They were German, Italian, and Japanese. 20,000 of them were housed in a chain of camps throughout the state of Wisconsin. Betty Cowley is a retired history teacher who's put together a new book of stories and photographs from that time. It's called Stalag, Wisconsin. Betty Cowley is in Eau Claire, Wisconsin.
I taught U.S. history for 35 years here in Altoona, which is a suburb of Eau Claire. And in Altoona, we held about 143 German prisoners. My students didn't want to believe me, and so I had to prove it to them.
How did you prove it to them that that camp in Altoona existed?
Well, the two local histories didn't have a thing about it. There were two more history books in Eau Claire that each had one sentence mentioning the camp. And so I went to the former canning factory owners to confirm that the prisoners were there. And then I started looking through the local newspapers. The Eau Claire Leader did have a couple of articles. The Altoona paper had one tiny little article, and that's where we got started.
Were you able to talk to any of the former prisoners who actually worked in Wisconsin?
Sure. I've interviewed eight of them. A couple of them are living here in Wisconsin now, as well as a couple of them that are still in Germany.
Can you tell us about one of them? What did he do, for example? What sort of farm did he work on, or did he work in a factory?
Well, one that is quite prominent in a Madison area right now is a gentleman by the name of Kurt Peckman. He was captured in Italy in 43 and spent most of the war here in Wisconsin. He worked in the fields in Barron, up in that area. He worked in the canning factories down in the southern part of the state in Columbus and Lodi. And he spent a good deal of the time over in a major camp at Hartford. And there again, he worked in a big milk processing plant. He worked in hemp fields. He did a variety of work.
Was there any interaction at all between the prisoners and the towns around which these camps were?
Oh, of course. About a third of the population in Wisconsin is of German heritage. And many, many of them were immigrants or first-generation Germans who spoke German. The camps were always inundated with visitors wanting to hear news of their families back in Germany, constant visitations. And, of course, many of the prisoners were worked in small gangs or groups on the local farms. And there again, there's going to be a great deal of interaction between the farmer and his prisoner work crew. Language often was not a barrier, and many friendships developed that are continuing even today.
What about POWs going into town and trying to meet up with some of the local girls?
Well, that was a no-no, but that doesn't mean that it was not done. German prisoners often escaped, and we might put that in quotation marks, they would go over the fence for the evening and be back by roll call in the morning, looking for a pub or for girls or just for some adventure. For the most part, they were not serious about leaving or, you know, trying to rejoin a war effort. They were just looking for some excitement.
Is there a story that sticks in your mind, a photograph that sticks in your mind, maybe something that surprised you?
Well, we've got all kinds. One particular photograph, my favorite photograph, is one at Camp Billy Mitchell Field. We had about 3,000 Germans working there, and they were put to work in a battery assembly plant that was set up right in one of the hangars. And the photo is some of the Germans, I suppose, at the end of the shift, coming out of the hangar. The officer of the day is saluting the Germans as they come out, and the Lagerführer, or the spokesman for the German prisoners, is saluting back with the Wehrmacht, which would be what we would call the Heil Hitler salute. So that photo is really, I suppose that's my favorite.
And it's your favorite, why?
Well, because it's here it is in Milwaukee, and you've got Germans saluting with that Wehrmacht or that Hitler salute. That, to me, is just fascinating. And most people don't want to believe that that happened here in America, much less in Milwaukee, Wisconsin.
Betty Cowley, thanks a lot.
You're welcome.
Betty Cowley is a retired history teacher in Eau Claire, Wisconsin. She's also author of the new book, Stalag, Wisconsin.